Summit County Fire Warden Bryce Boyer said the ban took effect on July 20th and runs to November 30th. He said the ban is in effect in unincorporated Summit County, private land, and county-owned land. And he added that the fireworks are always illegal on federal land. The ban doesn't apply to municipalities, but Parn City announced its prohibition on Tuesday. Boyer said residents living in other local cities and towns should check their websites to see if any restrictions have been put in place. Boyer said we're in a fire season when a lot of the blazes are being created by humans.
As we went into the 4th of July and now into the 24th of July, where we've had multiple weeks of dry weather with low humidity, high temps, fireworks have become quite the cause, as well as the leaving campfires either unattended or not putting them out.
He said that humidity has been in the low teens to single digits and temperatures have been in the mid to upper 90s. The one saving grace is the county hasn't seen the winds present in other areas. Parn City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt also warned that a little spark from a firework can set off a wildfire. He said a major blaze can be as disruptive as a pandemic. He said even when they're allowed, there's a difference between the legal consumer-grade fireworks and the mortars coming across state lines, which are never legal.
Luckily, we have not had a lot of residents that are real interested in firing off the mortars. July 4th, I usually get a whole bunch of phone calls during that evening, and this year it was patted down. So anybody listening out there, don't bring any illegal fireworks in here. That's when the sheriff has to get involved.
Hewitt and Boyer said that the investigations of human-caused fires can vary. Sometimes the instigators admit what they did. Other times a probe can take months. Boyer said a couple of weeks ago, Colville was plagued by a series of fires.
Over a 48-hour period, we had 8 fires started within the city limit. They didn't really get anywhere. North Summit Fire and myself were in the area because after the first two, we realized we probably had an issue going on. So I was spending a lot of my time up in that area and were able to catch them quickly, but it took till the 8th fire when we actually started to get some folks coming forward, witnesses, be able to patch together a possible suspect. We brought in the state investigator as well as the Summit County Sheriff's Office.
Boyer said the fires ended, but they didn't get enough information for a prosecution. Coming up in the next few days, there's some precipitation in the forecast, but not enough to make a difference.
We could be seeing the monsoonal flow start coming in, and that's going to bring the winds. Initially, the first Wednesday and Thursday, it's probably going to come in very dry, which means we could see dry lightning, which can tap out our resources quickly because it'll be dry lightning, but the winds also come with those to move those fronts in. It looks that by Thursday, Friday, we could start seeing some precipitation. But even with that, as dry as it's been, as soon as the sun comes back out, it's going to dry those fine fuels, the grasses, and so on out.
Summit County Fire Warden Bryce Boyer, along with Parn City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt. For KBCW, I'm Rick Brough.